Hi, everyone, and welcome to Money Stories, a podcast where I interview fellow Catholics and Christians so we can all learn from their personal money stories. I'm Caitlin Kano, a wife, a mom, a financial counselor, and a student of all things stewardship. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started. Everyone, I'm so excited that you're here and that you found this podcast. I want to take some time before we jump into having guests to kind of talk about what we're doing here and what you can expect from the Money Stories podcast. So first, a little bit about me. I am an accredited financial counselor and a financial fitness coach, and I've been working with Compass Catholic Ministries for about a year now. I'm also a military spouse. I'm married to a really cute Air Force pilot, and we have four kids. We have two boys and two girls, and their ages range from 7 up to 13. So this Money Stories podcast was an idea I had probably a few weeks ago now, and it came about because I was talking to my youngest, Anna, and I was trying to explain to her about the parables and why Jesus chose to teach people with parables. And I was telling her that Jesus chose parables because we learn best by hearing stories. Stories provide context to the facts, and it provides context to what we're learning, and they stick in our brain a little bit better rather than just rote memorization. So as I was explaining this to her, I just started having a flood of thoughts about what would be possible here if we had Catholics share their financial goals and financial challenges with each other, and they tell their own financial stories to help fellow Catholics learn. So that's basically where the evolution of this idea came from. I took this idea and I presented it to John and Evelyn Bean, and they are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries, and they gave me the thumbs up. They said, go ahead. And now here I am recording this first podcast. So my first goal with this podcast is to have Catholics share their financial stories. As they're talking through either their financial challenges or their financial goals they've accomplished, we can learn from their stories. We can learn from their mistakes. We can learn from their successes. And there's fellowship in that learning experience. So that's the first goal, is to have fellow Catholics talk about their financial challenges and learn from their stories. My next goal is to destigmatize financial conversations within our Catholic communities. We avoid money conversations like the plague. We don't want to talk about them. And the funny thing is, we're all stressed about money. We're all having these same kind of thoughts, but we're having these conversations in our head instead of out in the open. And one of my favorite quotes is that sunlight is the best disinfectant. I love that quote because when we get things out in the open, conversation can lead to stewardship rather than sticking as financial stress in our heads. And my final goal for this podcast is to redefine and truly understand what it means to be a steward. When we hear the word stewardship, the first thing we think of is someone is asking us for money, right? That someone is requesting funds from us, or we need to make a donation. And that's not what the word means. It's much more encompassing than that. And even I didn't realize the full extent of what stewardship is until I started on this journey. And I'm still learning to this day. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, they say that as Christian stewards, we receive God's gifts gratefully, we cultivate them responsibly, we share them lovingly in justice with others, and we return them in increase to the Lord. So with this podcast, I really want to dive deep into what it means to be a Christian steward and take responsibility for the word stewardship and our understanding of it. The structure of this podcast is going to be me interviewing fellow Catholics and Christians who have navigated either a large financial goal or overcome a large financial challenge. And when I talk about financial goals and financial challenges, I'm not talking about having a certain dollar amount in the bank or paying off just a debt load. I'm talking about people who have life goals, and those life goals will have financial implications. So we're going to talk to someone who has adopted, and we're going to talk to someone who has pursued the diaconate while having young children at home. We're going to talk to someone who has raised a very large Catholic family. And we're going to learn from their stories. We're going to learn from the mistakes they've made. We're going to learn from their successes. And through that learning, my goal is that you can become a more faithful financial steward. So before I let you go, I just want to remind you that I am in this boat with you. I'm learning along with you, and I'm excited to learn from the stories of our guest. I am also recording in my household. So if you hear a screaming kid in the background or you hear a dog barking, I apologize in advance. I'll try and edit those out, but no promises here. I have a very blessed and full and imperfect life, as I'm sure many of you have. I'm really looking forward to these conversations, and I'm looking forward to having your feedback along the way. So feel free to leave a message or to post on our Facebook page if you're learning things that you want to share with fellow Catholics, or if you have a story that you feel can help someone else along their financial journey. Thank you for finding us and listening to this first podcast, and God bless. For more information about Compass Catholic Ministries, including the various Bible studies and services that we offer, please visit compasscatholic.org. If you enjoy Money Stories, please share it with a friend. You may also like Compass Catholic's other podcast, Manage Your Money God's Way, available wherever you get your podcast. If you have any comments about today's show or suggestions for future shows, please email us at info@compasscatholic.org. Thanks for listening, and God bless.